Hello.
Hi there, can I speak to Darren?
Hi, yeah, I'm speaking.
Hi Darren, yeah, it's Elliot, MMA Legal. So you're speaking to you on WhatsApp, you know, in regards to Scottish redress claim.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. So it's a really simple process today, to be fair, Darren. All I need to do is confirm a few details with you, take a very brief statement. We can look at, obviously, getting a claim, you know, underway for you.
No worries, cheers.
No worries. So just to confirm, I've got your name as Mr. Darren Downey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you just confirm, the best email address I've got is darrendowney19900@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's my email, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
It's the 26th of the 7th,
1990.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And what's your door number and postcode?
The postcode is G812EX, and the door number is 2/147.
Yeah, is that Gene Armour Drive?
Yeah.
Just for a moment, sorry. So, yeah, Darren, what age was it when you was placed into care?
I was in care at the age of 7, right up until I was 16.
Right, okay. So you would know, like, your mother's and father's names then, would you?
I know, I don't know my dad's name, because I've never ever met him.
No.
I know my mum's name, obviously.
Yeah, don't worry, pal. What's your mum's name?
It's Janet Downey.
Janet Downey. And do you know where it was where you was first placed when you was 7 years old?
Yeah, it was in foster care.
Yeah. What area was it?
It was in Alexandria, Dumbarton.
Dumbarton. That's Dumbartonshire, like, council, then, is it?
Yeah, it's way in Dumbartonshire Council, yeah.
Do you know if it's west or east?
West, it's under west, I'm sure.
Yeah, no worries. And do you know the name of the family who fostered you?
The woman was called Eileen King.
And how long was you fostered for?
I was in that foster family for about maybe 4 or 5 years.
Right, okay. So it would have been about 1997 till 2001, roughly.
Yep.
And did you suffer any abuse when you was there at the time?
Not that foster home, no.
No, no worries. What I'll do is I'll leave that off for now then, obviously.
No,
where is it that you went after Eileen's?
I went to the one in Whitecrook. Can't actually remember the name yet. It was Tregality, I'm sure it was called.
And that was in Whitecrook, did you say?
Yep, Whitecrook, Claybank, yeah. I'm sure it was called Tregality.
Great. Yeah, Craig Ali, is it?
Yeah, Craig Ellicke or something it's called.
Oh, Craig Ellicke House, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. No worries. And how long was you there for? Was it a few years?
I was in that one for about a year or two, maybe 2 years. That one was okay as well. It was the next two.
Okay, where's the next one that you
Barking Rain Residential School, that's in Balfron, Stirling.
Balicum Rain?
Yeah, Barking Rain Residential, here it was.
Just one moment, sorry. So just to confirm, how long was you at Ballycombe Rain for?
I was in that home for like maybe 4 or 5 years.
Right. And would that have been, so that would be about 2003 till about 2008, roughly, as a rough guess?
Yeah, yeah.
No worries. With these claims that we're doing at the moment, I've got no doubt in a few years you'll probably be able to claim for the other one as well. But with these claims at the moment, it's anything pre-2004. So Ballycombe Rain, we will be able to claim for. But the other one that you was in, it's just past the criteria at the moment, if that makes sense.
Oh, is that? I know, that's fine, that's fine.
But like I said, with the Ballycombe Rain one, we'll be able to obviously make a claim for you for that anyway. And that's in Stirling, you said, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I've actually spoke to a few people who've been here before, to be honest. When I've just
one of my friends lived in there as well.
Right, see, no worries. So, yeah, if you don't mind, if you can just explain a little bit about, like, you know, situation when you was there.
No, it was just a Pacific staff member used to restrain me, like, for the shittiest reasons, and they used to reach his hand around and try and touch you in a cold point or something.
Oh, God. And it was usually, like, one specific member that used to kind of, like, dig you out, was it?
Yeah, two people, that's for two people, one specific one was more than the other, if you get it.
Yeah. And what was their names, you remember?
I can't remember the other one, but the one that mostly was doing it was, I think it was Paul Burrows, his name was.
Paul Burrows. And like you said, was it just like any opportunity you could get, it was restraining you and things? Okay.
Restraining you, and then while you're in the restraint position, you'd sometimes touch you inappropriately.
Right, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, go on there, please. And obviously, because like I said, I spoke to a few people there in the past as well, and know when they say that they're restraining you, it'd usually be a lot worse than that as well, wouldn't it? You know, they'd be like shoving your arm, your back and things like that, and like,
yeah,
you like,
yeah,
you know, kicking, punching and things like that.
Force as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just going to make a note of that now. Yeah, like I said, a lot of the lads that I speak to, it's like, these teachers was like antagonising them and winding them up, waiting for them to fight so they can, you know, find
exactly, it's just so they can get a rise out of you, so they can restrain you. And this specific guy would always want to restrain you so he could try and do what he was doing as well, so he was a bit of a creep.
God, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that as well. We'll make a note of that in a second. I'm just...
no worries.
So you put your arm, like, push your face in the ground, like, hit you and things. But this one teacher, in particular, Paul Burrows, he would try to, like, rope you and things as well whilst he was restraining you.
Yeah. They used to always try and make the excuse, oh, you've moved and I've touched there, but it was never the case.
And if it was once, you know, it'd be understandable, but like
that happened several, six, seven times.
You'd know yourself as well, wouldn't you? Obviously, you're
well, no, that mistake, family. Yeah, but six, seven times, it's just, it's just...
Yeah, like I said, I'm sorry to hear, obviously, you had to go through that. I know this, I spoke to a few people who've been in that school, and they're all very similar stories, to be honest. But is there anything else in particular that you can remember, or...
there was another teacher, but I can't remember his name. He used to, the same thing, he never, like, touched me inappropriately, but he used to always use force, would like to restrain you for the slightest reason, but it only happened a few times with him. It was just that specific person that just kept on doing it.
Yeah, no, of course, that's perfectly fine then. So, obviously, I do appreciate you just obviously like taking the time to discuss that as well. I know it's not an easy conversation, so thank you for obviously discussing that. That's all I'm going to need in regards to details and things like anyway, though. Just obviously to confirm, I know you might suffer from some kind of pre-existing medical conditions at the moment. but you don't have any kind of like terminal illness or anything like that.
Terminal illness, no.
Brilliant, no worries. Just one more thing as well, Darren, obviously touch wood, but if anything was to happen to you during the time of this claim, would you just like to put a beneficiary down on the system? Somebody who obviously...
Yeah, I could put my partner down, yeah.
Yeah, what's her name?
It's Megan Wallace.
Megan Wallace. And would you have a contact number for her, or should I just put yours down for now, or...?
Yeah, I could give you a number, yeah.
Yeah?
827. It's 07804.
Yeah.
465.
Yeah.
177.
Thank you. And yeah, basically, to be honest, in regards to details and stuff like that, that's everything that I'm going to need in order to get the claim packaged and, you know, sent off. There's just a couple more things that we need from yourself, though, in order to get this claim processed. So we do just need a photo ID, so a passport, driver's license, bus pass.
Yeah, I've got a passport, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Yes, if you can take a picture of your passport, and we do also just need a proof of address as well that's dated within the last 3 months. So just any letter that you've got in your home that's got your address on, and obviously is in the last 3 months of date as well.
I don't know about the last 3 months. I've got letters there. I don't know about the last 3 months, though. I've got old letters there, but I've always done unnecessary letters. But I'll have a look. I'll have a look.
Yeah, I mean, if you can have a quick look. I know council tax ones have been sent out recently, so you might have, you know, one of them floating around.
Yeah, the house is in my partner's name as well, so my name will be on them, but I will have a look. Any letter?
Just any letter at all that's like, you know, that's got your name, address and date on, as long as it's from, like, an official company, then it's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I should have one lined up, but that's fine.
No, that's perfect. Thank you. And then all the
Where do I send them over that WhatsApp thing?
Yeah, if you can just take the pictures onto WhatsApp and send them on there.
I've got a picture of my passport on my phone already. I can send that over just now. But when I'm back in the house, I'll try and see if I can. Do you have anything on your phone?
Like, you know, like, say if you could download, like, a bank statement or something online, or, you know, phone bill or something,
I'll have a look. Yeah, definitely. I know I've got my passport. I've had to take a picture for something else, but I've definitely got that, but I'll have a look if I've got it on my phone, I can send it.
Perfect, no worries. Well, what I'll do then is, if you want, I'll put the phone down, leave it with you like 10-15 minutes or so, see if you can get them over to me. And what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to send the form that you need to sign as well. Once that's signed, I just need to explain one little thing for you, and that's everything, we can process it from there.
No worries.
Yeah, brilliant. No worries. If you can just try and get them back to me as soon as you can.
No worries. I'll send the passport one right away, because I know I have that, and then I'll have a look for the letter. I'm sending the letter over.
Brilliant. No worries. And I'll speak to you shortly then, Darren. Thank you.
Right. Thanks very much. Cheers. Thank you. Cheers. Right, bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.